From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal. He said Monday that it's a real possibility that his actions could lead to its total termination. Speaking to VOA, Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, says this direction is alarming, especially after the efforts of former Secretary of State John Kerry.
Just to give you an idea of how intense this was, for the last round of negotiations, they went several days above the deadline. John Kerry was in Vienna, the Austrian capital, for 17 days straight negotiating. Many members of his team had been there for more than 27 days straight negotiating. For the Secretary of State of the United States, that has the entire globe as his responsibility, to devote 17 straight to this issue is quite unprecedented. And it tells you how intense it was, but also the tremendous effort that was put in into reaching this.
None of the other EU parties or other parties to the agreement have endorsed Mr. Trump's move. However, EU foreign ministers meeting and Luxembourg dispatched the top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. The president did hold out hope that the deal might be improved to his satisfaction when it goes back to Congress for further consideration. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk Monday, capturing the governor's office. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders of the Iraqi prime minister, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move comes less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. This is VOA News.